TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Wow, that's not just a little dribble either. Ace has spilled a big splash of French vanilla latte all over his pastel green, mint green hoodie.
Yeah, I'm very upset about it.
Yeah, that might stain. You got to get home and spray that.
Yeah, I ordered this because I was just wanted a coffee this morning and I was hungry, and so I forgot my food and I was running late. And then next thing I know, the top was loose when I took a sip of it. And I was like, oh, it's dripping down, and I thought I fixed it. Then I set it down. Then I looked down and realized, oh my God, that went all over the front of my shirt.
Yeah.
Now I got to sit here during the whole Share Funny with stain.
Looking like a fool.
Looking like a.
Yeah. It looks like you're bleeding coffee. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Mm.
That sucks.
Yeah. So thanks.
Yeah.
Jessica.
It's TJ's fault for not making coffee.
Well, I could have made coffee myself. I just really wanted a French vanilla cappuccino.
Or you could have.
Yeah. I didn't need coffee. Know,
everybody else busy during the breaks.
I'm going to keep my hands
on this. I was busy, too. I had to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. And during every single commercial break?
Yeah, you know how my stomach's set up?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I just, in between the regular old morning show and Share Funny, I went to pee. And the turlet is stopped up, needs to be plunged.
No.
But there's nothing bad in it. There's just some turlet paper. There's no leftovers of anything else. But that wasn't for me. And I could have plunged it. There's a plunger in there, but I didn't have time. So,
yeah.
I know. But I would do that, even though that's not my responsibility. I would plunge the turlet.
What are you supposed to do with a plunger after you've used it? Because it's gross. Like, how do you clean it? Do you clean it in the bathtub? Do you just put Clorox on it?
They make little holders for them.
Yeah.
That you put back down in there, and that keeps it from getting on anything.
But it doesn't clean it, right?
It doesn't gross. Disinfect it, yeah. No. No.
I was thinking that the other day. That's gross.
But you just imagine all of them having doo-doo on them.
Yeah.
Well, they don't. You rinse it off in the turlet once you fix it.
But I have sprayed. I haven't wiped it off, but I have taken like bathroom cleaner before, yeah. Like 409 or whatever, and just spray it on there and sit it. But then I set it back in that little thing.
Yeah, because then I think about like if it's just sitting there, all the bacteria it's collecting.
Yeah, it is.
I don't do that all the time, but sometimes I thought the same thing. Like, well, how does that thing get clean? I said, sit it over there.
Anytime, though, if our toilet gets backed up or something, we just buy a new one.
Oh, nice. Swap
it out. Yeah, we throw it away and get a new one.
Get a fresh toilet.
Actually, we do that every time somebody poos.
Okay.
All right, so we have a follow-up to yesterday's big ruckus that Alexis created. The gist of it was Alexis is upset because she has a friend. And then she has a best friend. And the friend and the best friend went out to a fancy dinner without her. Is pretty much the gist of it. Because when she says that when she brings friends together, they shouldn't do anything without her.
Yeah.
And that the other friend was trying to take her best friend. And so she was upset by that. then you got people just saying all kinds of bad things to you about calling you selfish.
Yeah. And that it's all about me, and what can I get out of things, and how is it that I even have friends, and then that's why I'm still single, because I'm all about me. Like,
and Riggins agreed with you throughout the whole thing.
The entire thing, but nobody says
anything bad about him.
No, in my defense, you guys have framed her personality in a way that makes it seem like she's only about getting presents.
That's right. True. And it is true about her, but not in this case. It's not what it's about.
I don't know, but that's clearly been part of her personality.
Did you notice what Riggins did there, though?
That's true.
You guys have framed her personality. So it's like, it's not anything she did. It's what you have done that has caused created the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with him.
But a lot of it, you have to admit, Riggins, is that, that people don't, like listeners don't ever blame you or take any kind. Nobody ever says anything negative about you.
I get plenty of criticism.
Really?
Yes. Very much so.
Do you ever see any of that, Ace?
Single moms. A lot of single moms.
Oh, just because he says he doesn't want to date anybody with kids?
Yeah, I've seen some criticism of Riggins before, but not as much.
Oh, it's minuscule. It's just like, you know, with a favorite child. Yeah. Everybody's, you know, he's the baby. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Riggins.
I'm a witch.
Mm-hmm. We play favorites with him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody else does, too.
Take him out to eat.
Yeah, we do.
Alexis, I'm trying to defend you.
I know, I'm sorry. Dude, that's fucking ass. You're right, I take it back. I forgot for a second.
No, so did either one of your friends hear any of that yesterday or hear about it or anything?
No, I was going to text Camille to tell her, but she's going through some family stuff. So.
Oh.
And then Madison, I see him today, so I'm going to let him hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, that was messed up. Because I don't go around just thinking about me. Only sometimes. Not all the time.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, that, you know, that is, you know, part of what your personality is that, and we've talked about it, where's mine kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what this is in this situation.
No.
Because you said, even if they wouldn't have gone and done anything, like you were talking about, he should be buying dinner for me and not her. Mm-hmm. But you say even if they hadn't done anything like that, if they just got together to hang out without you, you would have still been upset.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the buying the dinner is nice, but.
Yeah, that just made it worse.
Yeah, because I know the restaurant and the food's really good.
But you were invited.
I wasn't invited to the restaurant.
But to hang out.
And I was only invited by one person for one plan.
Oh, my God.
Not for the both.
Yeah, if she would have said, Madison and I wondering if you want to come all of us hang out, mm-hmm. that would have been different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, but mainly that was the women criticizing you, except for that, you know, the one guy that emailed during or DM during the show today that just all caps
like he was yelling it.
Mm-hmm. He said, I still like you, Lex, but not as much.
And I said, okay, it's all love, dude. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But yeah, it was women, and one of them was just mean. She was like, you're just all about you, and what you can get for free, and what you can get out of people. And I was like, if that was true, then I wouldn't work so much, because I would be getting everything for free.
Mm-hmm. Where did that come to your personal accounts? Because I didn't see that.
I don't remember. Because
I would have framed it.
You would have framed it? You're a jerk. But you know what I responded back to them?
What?
Much love. Aw, sending you love and good energy and hearts and kisses. That's a good idea. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true, but it's good of
you. Oh, it's definitely true.
No, I believe it's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why are they so upset at me? They must be having a bad day, and I hope that it can turn around.
Oh, but
pretty mature way to handle it.
So yeah, but aggressive.
But Eric, the guy who was all caps at you this morning, she did say, because he said, I'm surprised she still has friends. She said, tons of friends, Eric. They must love the attitude, I guess. He said, still like you, Lex, but I don't like I don't know if I like you as much. She said, all love, and he sent kissy face. So, so that's all good.
But that's what I do. Anytime I get any mean messages, I always respond with love, and I hope I'm sending you love and good energy. I hope you have a blessed day.
You know what I've started doing? I just put, ha ha, okay.
Okay. Okay, dude.
Do you think that clears it up? I mean, or would people think that's more, would that make them even madder?
If I just said, haha, okay?
Yeah.
I think it would be.
Haha.
Okay. It'd be a major witch hunt.
I just don't have it in me right now to deal with negative people.
Low vibrational frequencies.
Yes.
I'm
putting it only high.
Positive vibes.
Positive vibes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've always been that type of person. I don't have room for negativity in my life.
Of course not. You're the most positive person I think I've ever met.
Mm-hmm. Except for HIV.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the only thing I've you know, been insistent upon being negative.
You're so stupid. You're dumb.
But now they deliver COVID news like it used to be HIV. Oh, my God, he's HIV positive. Did you hear? She's HIV positive. Now it's COVID positive. Oh, my God, she's tested positive for COVID. No. Well, good. I'm glad it's all good. But I am anxious to know how it goes when next time that you're talking to your friend Camille.
She's going to be mad at me.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
She's going to be mad at me.
How mad do you think she'll be?
Oh, she's never fully mad. She'll just say, what are you talking about me? But I'm not trying to steal your friend. I'll be like, yeah, you are. Beat.
And it was a funny conversation.
It was funny. Like, it wasn't even like it
taking
was
it so serious. Lighten up.
They were coming after me. Like, if it was a real thing, like, I'm a horrible person and I'm so selfish. And there's one person who she just doesn't like me. Every message she sends is, I'm annoying.
We all have those.
Yeah.
We don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, we don't all have those.
Well, I have plenty of them. Yeah. I think I have the most.
We got a listener that seems to hate everybody on the show, but listens every day.
Yeah.
It has pretty funny takes on things, but if you can get past like the hurt first, you're like, ow, that kind of stung.
Yeah, never says anything complimentary, but they're always, the put-downs are funny, but it seems like it's a year's long list worth of things that is upsetting.
Yeah.
When you guys first started in radio, Ace and TJ, and you started getting like people that were criticizing you, did it bother you at all?
Oh, yeah.
It did?
Yeah, I hated it. And that's why I had to get to a point where I had to say, I got to stop this, because I would try to engage with them and change their minds. And I've been sitting here for an hour going back and forth with this person, and they still think that I'm stupid. So then I just say, all right, well, whatever.
Right.
You know, because can't keep arguing with them, can't let them control what you feel like, because they disagree with something. As long as you know in your heart that you're not malicious or you haven't done anything malicious.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been things that have been pointed out through the years that I would stop and go, okay, well, you know what? I think that probably did come off that way. And then go back and apologize. I'm sorry, I didn't mean for it to be that way. This is what I meant, but I apologize. And then either, I'd say half of them would go, all right, well, thank you, whatever. Then the other half would be like piling on after that. They'd start piling, and that's right. And
they just want to like.
Yeah, they just, they have nothing else to do. Exactly. And they feel like I'm telling off this person who must think he's, so great and wonderful. And well, not me. It's the same reason that people, when they meet you, will say something like, well, I got to be honest, I don't listen to your show, but it's like they have to put you in your place. Don't think I'm like these idiots who think that you're funny or they think that you're special because you're on the radio. I'm going to tell you right up front that you don't mean anything to me, but blah, 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 blah.
I just
so it's kind of like that.
You know, when we first started out, there was no email or anything.
Media.
They would have to call to tell you so. So I adopted the policy of just grabbing my crotch They didn't know I was doing it, but it made me feel better. Like, I think you suck. Suck that.
I just have never. Well, I used to listen to you guys all the time, but I've never listened or watched a show where I felt the need to message in to tell them something negative. Like, they don't know me. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
I'll do positive things all day long.
But then when somebody would get really upset about something that I said, and most of the time it was me messing with, you know, poking at people. And I go, why do you even care? I'm nothing but a DJ on the radio. Why do you care what I think?
Right. Why are you getting all worked up?
And then that made it worse.
I'm learning so much in this job, y'all.
Mm-hmm. But Tech D Rob never gets complaints.
No, he doesn't.
Somebody said I was getting real funny lately.
Oh, excuse me.
So I thought he was going to say, No, I did get a complaint.
Yeah, I did get a complaint. He's like, No.
You know what? Not only do I not get a complaint, I get compliments.
People love me.
Are you kidding me with that?
He's like, people say I'm funny.
They love me.
Not only do they not complain, lately they've been giving me compliments. What an asshole.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Ace, I think you may need to run to your house real quick and put some stain stuff on that shirt.
You think I'm messing? It's getting ruined by sitting here?
It's soaking in on that mint green, and you love that shirt.
I do. It's super comfortable.
And I like that one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
I don't want to see it ruined.
So I should just go home for the day is what you're saying?
No. If you want, but I mean, I'm saying you could.
Can I help?
You could, in the next break, you could be home and spray, you know, OxyClean on it or whatever, and then be back before the break's over.
Yeah, you can.
Since you live in the trailer in the backyard, he got a camper out there. We used to know a guy who worked at a radio station in Mississippi, and he lived in a trailer behind the radio station. That was part of his gig. That was part of his pay. Is that they gave him a place to live, and it was right there. So that also means that anything that went on, they'd call him and go, hey, run over to the studio. And
That was how it was when I used to live right in front of the restaurant I managed. It was my thing that I had to go answer any of the alarms or if anything was wrong.
Well, that used to be a regular part of my my dad's job, but he was general manager of mobile home dealerships. They would when he took the job, they would come up and pick up his mobile home and drive down there, and he would live on the back of the lot. So he could hook up to their electricity and everything, and they would pay his electric bill and all that stuff. So one of them had a pond behind the lot. We'd fish out there all the time. And the rest of the time, though, it was just going to visit dad. You're on the back of a gravel lot. It's like, no getting out and playing ball.
Yeah, it's like you're living in Arizona. Then we worked with another guy in radio that he was in charge of the commercials and all the production of the commercials. And, you know, that person that holds that title, if something goes wrong on the weekends or something when the station is, say, in automatic mode where there's nobody physically there and there are commercials that are running wrong, that person has to go up there, go into the computer and fix it. So that happened one weekend, and nobody could get in touch with him. And we came in Monday. They said, well, you know, we really needed you this weekend. Why didn't you answer your phone? He goes, I turn my phone off on the weekends. I'm not available on the weekends.
that. No way. Did they tell him that he needed to be on call, though? Like, did they tell him, like, you have to be on call?
Well, I think it had happened several times, and he didn't like it. So
he just...
Yeah, just decided, from now on, I'm not going to be available on the weekends.
I don't like checking emails on the weekends. That's about it. It stresses me out.
It's not a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, it gives me anxiety.
I check mine regularly on the weekends, but every time I hit that button, if I'm on my phone, every time I hit it, I hold my breath.
Please, right? I hope there's nothing that I have to do.
It's the same feeling I get every time I look at the mail. Every time I go to the mailbox, I'm always like, oh, God, here we go. What is this going to be? Oh, crap, this is going
to
be bad.
I just don't go to the mailbox anymore.
See, that's I get the emails that tell me what's in the mail, so I don't have to stress too much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a fancy mailbox. You can open it from the front or the back.
Ooh.
Never heard of that.
I know.
What's the point of that?
I've never seen that before. So then I guess you can open it by standing behind it? I don't know. I think that's the only advantage is that you don't have to walk around
I've
it.
I've never even heard of that.
You saved yourself a step?
Yeah.
What could be the reason for that?
I don't know. Maybe if there are cars coming or something and you don't want to wait for them to get out of the way, you can just get it from
you. You don't have to go in the street.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Who even knew that? I'd never heard of that.
Just rich people shit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I've never even seen that before. Who knew?
We got two doors.
Yeah. I didn't even know.
It's wealthy people.
Huh.
It's plastic. So I'm sure it's not just for rich people. It's the cheapest one I can find at Lowe's. Because, we don't have a homeowners association. So, you can pick whatever kind of mailbox you want.
Yeah.
So, cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. They picked my mailbox for me. It's attached to about 60 other mailboxes. Out there.
Like your house is attached to other houses.
That's right. It's a long row of little attached houses.
People whose business is strictly going into neighborhoods, homeowners association ruled neighborhoods, and doing maintenance on the mailboxes.
I didn't think about that. That would make
sense. Repainting them and having to keep them up to standard of what the neighborhood rules are and all.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the homeowner's expense. It's not part of the dues.
Mailbox upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they get a contract with the homeowners association and just go.
They
get reported or whatever. They go fix them.
No, the people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Are the ones that contact them and line it up and everything, and so because they say the Facebook pages for neighborhoods and all. Here's the person that knows what we need and all that. So I don't think the homeowners association subcontracts with them or does anything like that. It's just word of he knows what we need. And we'll use him. It's a racket.
Living in an HOA sounds like it's absolutely horrendous.
It's a hassle.
You can't even do anything with your own house. You have to ask permission to do stuff with your own house that you're paying.
Yeah, it depends on what it is. And there are good and bad things about it. Because, if you don't want, a neighbor that's going to be putting unsightly things in their yard and stuff like that and lowering your property value. I know some people who live in a neighborhood that's not homeowners association, no HOA, and the person next to them is doing some sort of project that's been going on for a long time and had a bunch of supplies and stuff stacked up along their property line, and these other people put their house up for sale. And the people would come and look at it and then say, well, I just can't see buying this house with having to look at that. So they lost a bunch of potential buyers.
Yeah, I would get that. But it's more like you can't paint your house unless you got to ask permission, or you can't put this on your yard or things like that.
Jackass paints their house pink and lowers your house.
But if you're paying tons of money.
But it's like in our old neighborhood, the old neighborhood that I lived in, I wanted to put up a basketball goal. First thing I did when I moved in. I wanted a permanent, in the ground basketball goal that I'd never had before. Only basketball goal I really ever had. Well, one, my dad nailed up to a tree in the backyard. It kind of sucked. It fell down. And then the other TJ gave me for a birthday present one year. It was a portable one. But I wanted to, you had to call them, submit a plan. They had to come out and look at you. You had to show them where you wanted it to go. Then obviously they had to come out and check for the lines and all that kind of stuff. And then they had to come out and approve it once it was put in there. And I was like, guys, They just put it in with concrete. So what if you come out and out and you say it's not okay? What are we going to do then? We're going to blow the thing up to get it out of there. But it's you know, you have to do it exactly right. Then we put a deck on the house and they come and take pictures and walk around the back. And I got kind of aggravated at that. I was like, well, I've already submitted a plan. You've seen it. Now you got some yahoo out here who lives in my neighborhood taking pictures of the construction. You know.
And who chooses if there's going to be an HOA inside of a like neighborhood or not? Like, who chooses that?
The people who are the ones building the neighborhood, developing it. That's the word I'm looking for. The developers.
The developers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like everything else. It's got its good points and bad points.
Some yahoo. But,
yeah. Just don't want people telling me what to do with my own stuff.
Yeah, I don't think you're ever going to have to worry about it.
Shut up. You're
not going to be an issue.
Be okay.
You're never going to live in a homeowners association type neighborhood.
You're safe in there.
That's messed up.
But the only time you ever hear about it, though, what makes people think such bad thoughts is the only time you ever hear about it is when somebody's trying to fly a flag or something like that. You never hear about the good things that they do that make sure the property values stay high and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, all you're worried about is how you're going to stay high. So that's why you don't have to deal with it.
Shut up. Jerk.
Yeah, you know, if you put a place area up for your kids in the back and swings and stuff, you have to make sure that you can't see it from the front yard or from the road, things like that.
And then you have to, like, pay them for that.
Oh, yeah.
You got to pay them to tell you what to do.
Well, you're paying them so they keep your neighbors in check is what you pay them for.
And they do, that also goes for other things like maintenance in the neighborhood, you know, road repairs, that kind of stuff.
Hmm. Or are you going to move out to the country? You always wanted.
I am. You know what? I'm going to move out to the country. That's like my goal. I'm going to live far away. I don't want to see my neighbors.
See, I think that sounds great, but I love living in a neighborhood.
I don't.
I'm just, that's the way I was raised. I grew up in a neighborhood. I had a great experience. I lived in a great neighborhood for a long time. My kids loved it. They had great friends and everything. It was all such, I've had such great experience. I just kind of like that feel. I'm a neighborhood person.
I want to live in the forest, in the middle of the forest by myself in a little mushroom house.
A little mushroom house.
Like, I'm a little fairy. Yeah. I love it.
In a mushroom house.
Fowls and animals, and they come talk to me in the mornings.
Like Snow White.
Yeah.
You want to be Snow White?
I want to be Snow White.
Where are you going to get pho?
That's a good point.
That's right.
I don't think you would be happy living in a more secluded area of a suburb, because you got to be close to pho and food trucks and, you know, and head shops and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'd last a month in the country.
Well, yeah, we have food trucks in the suburbs, and we have, there's a head shop right up here now, so you can go right up there.
I'd make it work.
So just the pho is all you're missing.
The
pho.
I just need to learn how to make it.
She's probably thinking, oh, no, these suburban food trucks aren't as good as the city ones.
Yeah, they're probably all uppity and stuff.
Yeah. They don't use grease.
Yeah.
The HOA is not going to let you build a mushroom house. What does she want to do? Yeah. She wants a mushroom house.
Yeah. Chickens.
I don't know. Yeah.
There are a lot of things you'd want to put in the yard that they'd be like, ah, hold up a minute.
Not doing that.
I'm not doing that. Not going to have that.
No way. You know what that means. She says she wants a mushroom house. We're not, I don't even know what to make of that. Is that a real thing?
Hey, missed any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more.
Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So earlier in the regular old morning show, we were asking people, you know, what they have as job security, you know, secrets on people and things like that. We got this message that I think is probably better than any of them that we got during that segment. This one just came in late. It says, I'm a leasing manager for an apartment complex, but my old company, I had emails from one of my residents saying he had been sleeping with my regional manager and getting discounts on his rent. She had blocked him and moved on, and he wasn't having it. He wanted everybody to know what she had been doing.
Oh, man.
And the fact I had it in writing from him equaled job security.
Hmm. So she only found out because he began emailing people because the boss blocked him.
Yeah, the boss was finished with the affair, I guess. And I don't know whether that means that she stopped giving him the discount on her rent, on his rent, or he was just upset because they weren't going to be making the sex anymore.
And then this,
because wouldn't you
the
think
the uninvolved
that,
party ends up getting the uninvolved party ends up getting job security because he tells on her. Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
Because I mean, say you're the boss and you've got that deal going with one of the residents, and then you decided you didn't want to keep going with the relationship or whatever, wouldn't you still give them the discount just to keep keep anything from coming out or whatever?
You have to.
Yeah. So that's why I'm wondering if he was disgruntled because he lost his discount or because he lost his lady.
Yeah, once you've opened Pandora's box, there's no closing it back up again. It's too late.
Hmm.
Yep, you got to commit. You got to commit to that.
You got to look at it. Well, I'm going to have to take a loss on this one. If I'm going to, got to stop the sex, but I'm going to have to take the financial loss because if I try to up the rent, she's going to tell.
That's a nice little hookup, though.
Yeah. Would you be a sugar baby, Alexis?
No. I mean, I've had offers, trust me, and I've thought about it. I just can't bring myself to do it.
Just, you know,
women always say that. You know, well, don't think that I couldn't.
Right.
Because, you know, men are dying to have me.
Right.
But I just don't.
I've turned.
I always have to throw that out like it's a flex.
It is a flex.
It is a flex.
I've had offers, believe me.
It's a moral flex.
Believe me.
I'm flexing.
There are
morals.
Men that we wanted to pay big money for this.
Tons.
But even if it didn't require, sex, if you just said, "Hey, you come over to my house and we'll hang out every now and then, twice a week, you come over and hang out. Maybe another night we might go to dinner or something like that on a weekend. No sex involved, no touching. I'll just pay all your bills for you."
I just think that at some, like, he's thinking in his head that he's going to want to have sex, and I'm going to know that.
What if
no man
it?
Is ever going to just want to hang out with me and just take me out, nothing in return.
I know, that's right.
What if he's not thinking it in his head? What if he's thinking it
in his
arm?
Yeah.
But you got that best friend, Madison.
You're not my sugar daddy.
I know, but you said no man is going to want to just hang out with me and not get anything else.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. He benefits from my amazing friendship.
Okay, well, maybe the sugar daddy would too. Yeah.
I don't know. I just would feel like if he's paying all my bills, that's just weird. Like, I can't.
It's one thing if somebody takes you out to dinner. It's another thing if they're just giving you, here's $5,000 a month to pay your bills or whatever.
And I had a friend when I was younger who paid for some of my stuff. Like, he paid for a vacation for spring break one time, a cruise, and he would take me out to dinner and stuff like that. But then he got married, and I was, like, the witness at his wedding.
Yeah.
And there was nothing ever inappropriate about it.
You ever meet somebody, though, when they're older and they tell you about something they did when they were younger and you're astonished, like, really? There was a lady we used to work with that told us one time that she said, for about a year and a half, 2 years, I had a sugar daddy. And she talked about how it worked. That was awesome. She loved it. That it was fantastic.
And why wasn't she the sugar baby anymore? What happened?
She got older. She got older, and she met her husband.
He had to trade her out. Yeah,
you know, she wanted to start her career and wanted to do her own thing, and then she moved away, fell in love, whatever. And she was like, it was fantastic.
I mean, sometimes I think about it like, ugh.
And it's not somebody I would have ever in a million years pictured having been a sugar baby.
I don't know how to listen either. I don't know how to keep my mouth shut. I feel like if you're a sugar baby, you got to like listen and keep your opinions to yourself.
Yeah.
If I'm paying all your bills.
Yeah, like you don't want to hear me talk shit.
Yeah, I don't want to hear an unsolicited opinion. Yeah. And it'd be like, why would I want to hear that?
But I'm going to say it. So
yeah, that's why
it
would never work out. That's why you would not be a good sugar baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
That's why you're riding around with a car with a bent in it.
You're right.
You can't shut up.
I know.
What is it?
It's a lot of things that I could have if I could shut up.
If some guy would just take up your body shop bill, that'd be worth a couple of dates a week.
What is comedian Daniel Tosh had that joke that he was dating the girl that was 10 years younger than him one time? And he said that I do what I want because she knows that she's one opinion away from being single.
Yikes.
Riggins, would you be a sugar baby for some lady?
Absolutely. Yeah. I just haven't had the offers like Alexis has.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, I would take advantage of that. Sure.
You know, in the full sex and everything?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, why is it so different for a guy? Guys are like, hell yeah, I'd do that.
How is it any different?
Would your dad be disappointed if he found out you were being a sugar baby?
Yeah, it's gross. You're like,
Dad.
It's the gross way to live.
You said like, Dad, you're 35. You said, Dad, like, she's 50. She's hot. She pays all my bills.
She's like taking you everywhere.
Yeah, so
maybe he wouldn't be happy in front of my mom, you know, but maybe behind the scenes he'd be like, oh, that's crazy. He probably wouldn't even know what that is, honestly. But yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out.
Would your brothers be disappointed in you?
No, they wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Would your brother be disappointed in you?
Same thing.
Would your brother be disappointed in you as a sugar baby?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But your brothers could be like, "Oh, get us some stuff too."
Yeah. We made the wrong decision. We got married.
That would just be, you know, I don't know. I'd be interested to know what happens when the sugar daddy tries to renegotiate and say, "You know what? It's now that I'm here, I don't think what we're doing here is worth all your bills. What if we just cut it down? You know, you don't see me. You see me a few, you know, some fewer nights a week, and then I'll just pay your, you know, your streaming subscriptions and maybe your power bill."
Yeah,
Hulu, HBO, not Netflix.
Your current car lease is $800 a month. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need to reduce that to about $400 a month.
You got to renegotiate every 6 months.
Or if there's a formula like so many dollars associated with so many pounds that you may gain.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh no.
Yep.
You put that in the deal.
Yeah, the two of you sitting at a table with legal pads out. You're going, "Well, okay. Before you do that, wait. I'm willing to start doing." Yeah. This and you slide it across the table. And he's like, "Well, if you're willing to do that, I'll go ahead and keep paying the power bill and your college, college loan."
We're gonna have an evaluation every 6 months. How satisfied are you?
But you know that you've gotten old when you cross over the line from being a potential sugar baby to the potential sugar daddy or mama. You imagine I'm 53. If I'm somebody's sugar baby, how old that girl would be? That old gal would be one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel.
I don't.
Is it the queen?
Yeah.
But couldn't she be like a rich
right
mama.
If your sugar mama just died of old age?
Couldn't it be like a rich younger person, sugar baby, and an older person too, though?
No.
Oh, that would be cool.
But it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
But what if it did?
What would you even call that?
It'd have to be a different
sugar
name.
Sugar grandpa?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a that's sugar
true.
Baby
That's
anymore,
true, that's true, know? That's true.
You're my sugar grandpa.
TJ comes in, he's like, I got a sugar mom. Like, where the hell is she? Where'd you find her? Old ass.
I've been volunteering down to the nursing home.
Yeah, good Lord.
He's always got to go see her because she didn't have a car to drive at the nursing home. She can't get out.
I make sure she wins bingo.
But that would be great. That's a good setup. Exactly.
That'd be great for me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm going to be going to bed at the same time.
You love old people's lifestyles.
Mm-hmm. Would you have to do her?
Huh?
Would you have to do her?
Or just pretend.
Pretend.
She'll know.
It depends on if she has a roommate or not.
At the hospital.
Yeah.
You can always just tell her later. It was great last night.
Yeah, you forgot.
Oh, we had the sex.
You
yeah, we
remember?
Did. It was fantastic. What a great question, mm-hmm. though. Would you have to do her?
It's curious.
That's funny.
Riggins, I know that Adam had you really busy all day yesterday, but did you have time to do strip club reviews? You put any of those together?
Yeah, I've got a lot of them today.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do that next.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
All right. So, Riggins, if you have a bunch of one-star script club reviews, let's get it.
Let's do it.
Go. We go across the country and go to real strip clubs and read real one-star reviews from these places. You can go verify these for yourself. These are all real. We will start in Dallas, Texas, at a place called Dallas Cabaret South. Tom left a one-star review. They allow smoking in this place, but there ain't no ashtrays nowhere. So my buddy goes to the little bar area in the back and asks for an ashtray. The guy behind the counter says, it's $1, and then gives him a little Dixie cup with an ice cube in it.
They finessing in there.
You can smoke, but you got to pay for the ashtray.
Here you go. It's a little Dixie cup with an ice cube in it. Strippers were mediocre. Nothing special or spectacular about them. We did give one stripper $5 only because we felt bad for her. Plus, she did have her vag out. I think this place is terrible. Should be shut down by the health department. Don't let this place take all your money. Avoid, avoid, avoid if possible. One star.
Vag out.
Vag. I mean,
that's
like,
so ugly.
Is there a cruder way to just describe?
Yeah.
Yo, your vag is hanging out.
My you may
goodness.
Tuck that in.
Miss.
You can see a little bit of your vag.
So gross. He's like, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I didn't want to ask
him. I got to tuck it back in.
Yeah, then we can go to Dallas.
Reels it up like a fishing rod. crank on it.
That's nifty.
So that was the Dallas Cabaret South. Now I found out there's the Dallas Cabaret North. Let's try that. John left a one-star review. Me and my friends paid $175 for my whole group to enter. Then we got in. The ATM was broke, and the punk-ass DJ tried to roast me. What the hell? Never again, and none of my people will be back. Next, worst. One star.
Paid all that money, and they roast me.
Yeah. DJ's punk-ass DJ tried to roast
me. Oh, coming to America. Oh, shit. Then we can go to Louisville, Kentucky, at a place called Deja Vu. John left a one-star review. Last time I was here, a friend was getting married. We went for his bachelor party. I've always been told these women are only working here to pay off law school or medical school or trying to be a teacher. After talking to a few of these women, none of them were. They were strippers and nothing more. If I want to waste my money and get teased, I'd find a girlfriend. One star. Hey, listen, they are strippers and nothing more. They ain't studying for shit.
Just stripping to be stripping.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Then we can go to Toledo, Ohio, at a place called Platinum Showgirls. Dan left a one-star review. What the F? It took him over an hour to get to the Foxy Boxing. I don't care about these half-rate, cesarean-sected, clearly unwashed, and spare tire hiding sad excuses for adult entertainers. I want to see girls hitting girls. Do not waste $10. And where the F are the hot dogs they promised? One star. So I guess it was like Foxy Boxing and hot dogs.
Nothing better than a strip club hot dog.
You bet. I want to see girls hitting girls. He's pissed. Real pissed. Then we can go to Denver, Colorado, at a place called, I'm going to butcher this, Ladies N Confidant. Ladies EN Confidant with an E at the end. I don't know. Ladies N Confidant at Denver, Colorado. John left a one star review. I came to Denver to chill on a little weed vacation. I was stoned up the entire trip. I went and it was a cool environment. Women were friendly. I had several dances on this trip. One dance was odd, though. She was a trans. Now, I love all people and I don't mind trans women. That being said, I don't want lap dances from trans women. By the time I figured out the dancer was trans, the money had already been exchanged and it was too late. I didn't want to be rude. So after it was done, I was just like, hey, listen, I will never come here again. One star. And you know what? You go to a strip club, I think there should probably be some sort of... then again, I don't know if it's not bottomless. I don't know. I would be worried for the entertainer.
Yeah, that God they forbid. Would come after them yeah. because they were mad and stuff, yeah.
God forbid the person gets angry. And this guy was obviously on a weed vacation. I was stoned up the entire trip.
He was chill.
I was chill. So he handled it the right way, I guess. Said, I just won't come back here. I don't like that.
Oh, not that.
But he definitely puts in the disclaimer. I love all people. Be who you want to be. Midnight Express Show Club in Cornersville, Tennessee. This place sucks. It was a cool bar back in the day, but don't waste your time. It's just a bunch of ass licks now. One star.
A bunch of what?
Ass licks.
Okay. You're such an ass lick. What kind of...
I still want to make sure I got it right. Yeah.
Shut up, you ass lick.
Yeah, that's an outdated insult, but yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
You're an ass lick. And we can go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Masters Gentlemen's Club. If I could leave 0 stars, I would. One of the girls slipped something in my drink, and I ended up at the hospital all night with a positive tox screen, unable to walk. Had to have a CAT scan, CT scan, and chest x-rays. I knew immediately I was drugged. Almost put me into cardiac on half a drink. Terrible establishment. And as I said before, as many have said before, the desk lady is wretched. Beware of your surroundings at all times.
She also shit my pants.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of claims about getting drugged. Uh-huh. It's like no one's trying to drug you.
Yeah, why would the strippers be trying to drug the patrons?
I guess it's they can rob you.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what he's implying. Then we can go to Foxy Lady Gentleman's Club in Louisville, Kentucky. This place is an absolute joke. The dancers were disgusting, strung out crack whores. I was in a town for the weekend with one of my friends. We didn't know where to go, so we stopped in and was totally disappointed with the quality of the girls and the way they do things there. We sat down and ordered a drink, a beer specifically. It was $5. I consider this to be a little high price, but not ridiculous. On the other hand, we had this girl sit down at our table to talk, and one of the nastiest waitresses came up and asked if we wanted to buy the dancer a drink. So, being the nice guy that I am, I was going to. But then she told me that the drinks for the girls start out at $31.
What?
When I said, I don't think that's a fair price, she told me that the dancer could not sit there and talk to us unless we bought her a drink. That was the last straw for us, and we got up and left this trash hole. One straw.
They finessing.
That was $31 for a drink.
Yeah. $31.
For like a pineapple juice.
Yeah, just for her to sit there and visit with them.
To talk to them. You got to buy them a drink. Then we'll wrap up in Portland, Oregon at the Kit Kat Club. John left a one-star review. Girls are great. But the security staff, very rude, very violent. One guy had a very itchy trigger finger when it came to the pepper spray. And he was provoking clients. I would not recommend this club. Security needs to be sued. One star.
He got an itchy pepper spray trigger finger.
Spraying everybody.
That's hilarious.
An itchy trigger finger when it comes to the pepper spray.
He's just spraying everybody.
If he sprays one person inside, then everybody's going to feel it.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, I got a feeling he was just like walking through the line and people waiting to get in there. What? Ah! Oh, my God.
What did you say?
The Sheriff Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Sheriff Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.